Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Shirley Shepherd. Yeah, I've been a host on a lot of shows, but this is a new show. So welcome. I'm so excited to share this new adventure with everyone that's going to be listening, and I hope that's a lot. I'm pretty excited. I really am excited. I don't even know how not to be excited. But again, welcome. The show today, or the show forever on, is looking for my give a fuck. I'll do that again. Looking for my give a fuck. And you're probably thinking, okay, whoa, where did that come from? What is going on? What is this all about? Well, I'm excited to tell you all that. I'll start with, first of all, if you think this is going to be a negative, like, talk show, it is not, because that's not worth it. It's actually extremely funny what I think. Sorry, I'm trying to do 8 things at one time, like always. But it's going to be funny. And the reason it's going to be funny is because we're all looking for our give a fuck. And to me, what does looking for my give a fuck mean? Well, I'll tell you, it has a lot of different meanings. And most of the meanings, to be perfectly honest, are much more positive than they are negative. A little bit about the show will be this. Laughing is that the show will really talk about looking for my give a fuck. Well, before I go into what it's going to be, let's talk about the inspiration behind it and how it got where it is today and where I hope it leads us all to. Okay. I'll start with the fact that I was with my mother, as if you guys who know me know about me and my mommy, and I was with my older brother Jay. And on Fridays, my older brother comes and visits my mom every Friday. And I happen to be home this particular Friday, and everyone is, we do a lot of talking in our family. A lot of people say, well, damn, Shirley, you talk a lot. Well, I sure do. it comes from our family. Our family are hardcore, you know. They'll sit there, and you have to stand your ground on two levels, whether you're making a point. That's your opinion. You better make sure you can defend your opinion. It's been very hard. I want to thank Donald Trump in this house because we have been so Democratic. We have catered to the Democratic Party. I guess that's the proper way to say that. And now since Donald Trump has been in office and out of office and somewhat semi in office, there's been lots of different conversations going on in my home. And let me tell you, there have been some times where my mother, who has allowed me to stay with her, thank God, right, has asked that I move out. So this happened to be not necessarily one of those Friday afternoons, but it was a Friday afternoon. And again, you know, I'm listening because normally when my brother comes, he really spends time with my mom. That's the time him and my mom have carved out for the last several years. But that doesn't necessarily mean the rest of the family can't come and, like, hang out, which we do. So I just laughed. So this particular time, again, we're sitting around the little table and we're talking, and all of a sudden they were really going in on their liberal stance. I mean, going in. I mean, my brother is very, very, I would say a lighter skin. He was red. And mother, if you know my mom, she's red. I mean, she was mad about it. Everything the Republicans had done to this world and everything Donald Trump had done single-handedly. I swear to God, I was like, are you guys crazy? Let me go back with where I am. I used to be very much involved in politics because I'm involved in the legal profession. But then I started seeing several years ago, politics was starting to look a little different to me. And then when Donald Trump was in office, I got past Donald Trump and his ignorance. And I looked behind the glass ceiling. I guess. So I guess I looked up. But I just looked beyond what everyone was attacking. And I started looking at things like, wait a minute, some of these things that were going on with the Democrats, I don't know if I agree with that anymore. So I'm conservative now. And people say, well, does that mean you're like Donald Trump? No, no, no. What I mean by conservatism is that I believe that the federal government should stay out of a lot of times out of our business. And also, I believe in free enterprise. You know, I don't believe in you shouldn't have abortion, you shouldn't do that. But that's not really my thing. Do be you. My whole thing is that we all should have the right to create our own Amazons, our own Walmarts, our own whatever, without all the unnecessary paperwork, whether you're white, black, green, or yellow, that the government has, you know, keeps in place so that we can never get those proper licensing. But that's not what this show is about. But I'm telling you why this show came up. So my brother and my mom were at it, and I mentioned that. And boy, did they attack. I mean, in a very nice way. And I started looking down underneath this little, we have this island in the kitchen, you know, it's a small little table, I think two chairs. And I believe I was sitting across from my brother or something. And I started looking underneath this little table because I really wanted to crawl underneath it, right? I was not even winning a half discussion with anyone, right? And my brother looked at me and he goes, what are you doing? And I looked up, and I said, looking for my give-a-fuck. Well, that broke the ice for everyone. And it became, we just started laughing. We all did. Because at the end of the day, you know, it didn't matter what they were talking. We talk about everything. That just happened to be a day of politics, and everyone was heated. And you know, when they're that heated, there was nothing I could do, just like slide under the table. But this time I was getting caught sliding, so I was asked what I was doing. But what it turned out to is my brother, like I said, my brother and my mom, they started laughing so hard. They thought that was the funniest thing they've heard, you know, for a while. And let me go back. Sorry, I'm in two screens. And so from that on, my brother said, well, what does that mean? And I said, looking for my give a fuck. And we laughed again. And he kept laughing. And I said, there have been so many times I have been in situations where I just want to, you know, slide under the table or look under the table or just, you know, oh, looking for my give a fuck. And again, we started to take that apart. And looking for my give a fuck has nothing to do with negativity or anything. Just sometimes you just slide under and you go, ah! Because if you notice the world right now, there's so many things going on that if we give a fuck about everything, we're going to spin out of control, right? So looking for my give a fuck at first was going to be something like finding what makes me happy. Well, my brother immediately told me about a book that would help me figure that out real quick. In addition to all the other literature I have read, my brother's like, this is a real good one though, right? Eckhart Tolle, I do believe, The Power of Now. So he shared that with me the same day, and I said, oh, I'll read it when I read it, right? Then my mother, because I have to give you full stories, of course, my mother said, looking for your give a fuck kind of means you've never found what you cared about. And I said, whoa, I didn't think about that. You know, hey, we're moving. Because her show one day will be finding her give a fuck. And what that means is that she's 80-something years old. And her give a fucks have all merged into this new what the fuck, excuse my language. No, not excuse my language. My show has a bad word, right? And it's merging into finding that solid ground to which she is now shaking upon, to which she, every morning she will wake up and say something like, my God, I feel like I'm in quicksand of craziness, right? But she pulls herself up because she remembers there was a time when it wasn't quite like it is today. I want to add this. Mother does not believe that evolution isn't necessary or growth or new. No, no, no. what has hardened her soul is the lack of character in all spaces and places, not telling the truth or not having to make a decision or blaming other people or not taking responsibility for your actions, which is similar to blaming other people, whatever it may be. She is upset that character of the person, of the profession, of politics, of entertainment is just gone. Her simple response to me was, I remember I could shake a hand, and that was our deal. I remember a lot of old school attorneys telling me that. They didn't have to write motions. They would just shake hands, and there was agreement with the other party as to what they agreed upon. And no one reneged on that. Side note, there was an attorney who shook hands with a young attorney. This was about 10 years ago. I witnessed it. They went right into court, and the young attorney said there was no agreement. Unfortunately, the young attorney did not know that the older attorney had relationship with the judge, which means he had gone before the judge several times. The judge said to the young attorney, I'm sorry, attorney blow and blow right here, the old attorney would never do something like this. And so therefore, I am going to believe there was some type of agreement. And if there was not some type of agreement here, or if the agreement needs to be in writing, that's what I'm going to rule upon. I am not going to come in here and have you tell me that the character of a man who's been practicing law for over 20 years has shifted all of a sudden, and you've been practicing law for about a year and a half. Okay? Needless to say, a lot of the new younger attorneys, just using that because I have worked with them, they do not believe in the handshake. That's why they're overworked, because they're always writing motions and causing havoc in court. However, so my mom's whole thing was, I just sometimes want to find my give a fuck again. Find trusting people. And remember, she even says something like, we're looking at the youth. And if any of you guys can remember being young enough to get your butt kicked from the time you got off the bus to the time you got home until your daddy got home. I was thinking of that song too, Wait Until Your Daddy Gets Home. Dad's not so bad, but he seldom gets mad. Okay. Anyway, when I was growing up, that was a great little cartoon. But the world took care of us. And the ones that it didn't take care of, something would happen. They would see something in others. Maybe they didn't have the advantages that others would have, but they still had character. And they still fought. And then, of course, we've lost some on the wayside. But that's life. But now it's like, asking someone to be of his or her word is like a sin. Oh, yeah, me and my sound effects. Anyway, going back to how this got started. So, again, I'm having discussions in the home with my family. We always have a round table, and this particular time I wanted to slide right under. My brother said, what are you doing? I said, looking for my give a fuck, and it has all been here. I'm sure other people have heard that saying, and I'm sure it means a lot to people in different ways. I'm going to tell you right now the truth about looking for my give a fuck. Prior to this happening, I have been on a emotional, spiritual, spiritual, but learning of self. And when you learn self, it's a tough, if you're true to yourself, I'm still trying not to look in that mirror. That's how much shit that comes up every time I look at it. I'd be like, oh man, there's more. I didn't see that pimple, right? But I can tell you right now, 100% of giving a fuck is within. I'm just going to put that out there. You can stop hearing the show from here on out. In fact, this is Epiphany episode 1. You got your epiphany. It is all within. All within. However, I've been to lots of psychiatrists, psychologists, meditation, spiritual gurus. I've listened to the Bible, a little bit of that, yoga, whatever. Everyone says it's inside, it's inside, it's inside. Well, if it was so easy, I just kind of like, want to just kind of stick myself and have the inside come out a little bit and show me what's inside, right? Tolle's book, Eckhart Tolle, if I get that right. This book's different, and this show is based on initially reading of this book and listening to it as I drive. And the basic realization of our own responsibility in finding ourselves, our happiness, but he explains it in layers, which makes sense, which means if I'm pissed off at my ego, am I my ego? Am I observing the ego? And if I'm observing the ego, can I change how I feel about what I do, what I'm observing? Yeah, that's very complicated, but I got it. So what I like about this book, it really makes us responsible for our ego. It doesn't say change your ego. It doesn't say change your bad ways. It says look at them. Look. Instead of being there, step back. Look at that stance. Look at that particular, usually when your ego does something very bad, or even when your ego's hurt. Okay, before you act on that, look outside of your ego. Then not only look outside of your ego, but even more importantly, find prior to that how you got to the ego stance. What had you been hearing all your life? Who created your mindset of your ego? Okay, it's all fun, though. It's so fun. I know what you're like, I'm goofy, but it is so fudging fun. But you got to want to work it, and it's a little hard. So once you figure out that, once I figure out, I'll use that example, that I get pissed off real quick on dumb shit. Okay, there you go. With this book, it told me really, surely, and then I had to go through all the reasons why I think things were dumb shit. Okay, once I got there, it says now observe yourself when you get into that ego position. Don't act on it. Observe. Whoo, can you imagine? You're like 18. Sybil got nothing on this book. So as I observe my actions, it gives me a minute to react. Or not. You have more time in your mind to make decisions when you are aware of what's happening. But when I observe it, and then when I start doing some self-dialogue about the observation is when we grow. And that's what this book is about and where my show has been inspired to begin. Let me find the book again. Here we go. Eckhart Tolle, A New World, Awakening to Your Life's Purpose. It is everywhere. I say buy the book. And by the way, I know people talk about, oh, are you getting paid for this? Hell no. The only thing I'm getting paid when it comes to sharing this book is my sanity. I don't need another dollar. Well, I do maybe. But I don't need to ask someone to give me money because I believe in what they're doing. That doesn't make sense to me. I know marketing probably was not the course I did very well at, right, or in. But the bottom line is these are such great tools to survive this world right now. Many, many years ago, someone shared with me that you just got to live. And I thought, well, you know, the world's a piece of crap. How am I supposed to live? This teaches you how to live because it is of this world. Well, how do they say? You are of this world. Your ego is of this world. And all those of it, right? But the controlling factor of all that's out is what you are within. And it's work. I'm not going to give you mantras. Maybe next week if I find that an epiphany comes up and says, hey, surely a mantra works, right? Or an experience I have the next seven days tells me, hey, you can walk three steps up, three steps back, and your life will change. Whatever I get that's helpful, I will share. But today, more importantly, is observation of the ego. And it slows down everything in your life. And it gives you breathing room. This is what I've experienced with using the tools in this book, A New Earth Awakening to You. It's tools. I recommend whoever gets this book to read the book because I believe in tangibility, read, touch, feel, write notes, you know, if you like. But I also, in addition to that, I listen to it on my way. Anytime I get in the car now, you can hear it because you listen to it so many different times and learn something new. So when I'm in traffic, I really like it now. It's like my therapy time. And I really, really love that. So, again, this show, Looking for My Give a Fuck, is kind of just like, I can't care about everything. Or can I? No, we kind of go crazy. But let's bring back what the is important to me. And that's not selfish. And it doesn't change. All of a sudden, you're not getting this epiphany and go, oh, I'm going to go and find myself in Spain or wherever that I've been trying to get to. No. Oh, those are my angels. Sorry. No, that doesn't happen there either. It can if you're with the tools. But if you're expecting the ocean to speak to you or the beautiful, I'm thinking now, anywhere outside, there you go. If you're expecting anything to be open to you, you have to open yourself to it. But if you don't know the tools on how to open yourself, then it's just kind of a beautiful scenery, and you can go back to wherever you came from feeling the same way. Is it magical, this book or anything? No. Like I said, I have several other people that I listen to that also just support this concept of taking a minute, looking at yourself, shifting if you want to, and allowing the world to still be the world, because we can't control the world per se, as far as I know. I'm red pill, green pill, yellow pill, all that mess is going on. You don't know what you can control, what you can't control. But what you can control, if you possibly work hard on it, is your sanity. And a lot of times our insanity comes from just where we live or what we've experienced or family. So don't get mad at that. Just understand, like, shoot, why am I so bitchy about putting my purse on the floor? Well, every time I put my purse on the floor, people are like, oh, my God, pick up your purse. You're going to be poor. Because they heard that from their family, right? Not really mine. I don't think anything of it. However, if I'm walking with a friend and something like a pole or something splits us apart, I stop. And I make sure we both go around the same pole, the same crack. I know that's really weird. But in my family, you do not allow energy to intervene when you're with people, right? So, boom. Is that important? I don't know, but that's where it came from. So looking at this book, it's so fun. You get to see all these things. And you get to take it and apply it to your life. And it goes with the Bible. It goes with a few other people. I really love Bishop Larry. Oh, my God, if you guys know anything about him, he is way out there on some truth and on some somewhat not, I don't know. I believe if you don't like Donald Trump, don't listen to Bishop Larry. He's on YouTube. But if you want to learn about, in my opinion, where words can't come from the, you know, the language and what things mean based on how they were created. But he's an interesting man. And that helps, too, to find out about words. Because I found out in the legal profession, a lot of the words that are used could be pretty derogatory. And they're words like emotion, come to order. Those type of things, they're not bad things, but they're very, I don't know, can't quite get into that right now. But you can understand being in the legal field, all of a sudden you're sitting there grumpy because all day long, all the words that we utilize are negative. And it's just the words of you, ex parte, blah, blah, blah. It's just the language of that profession that'll make you sad and you don't even realize why you're sad. Different time, whatever, but I like learning about words. I like learning about all kinds of things. So, you know what? Looking for my give a fuck is going to be fun because it's going to remove my ego. Whoa. But, you know, there's more than the ego. There's the ego and there's the id and there's the other one that I can't remember. There you go with my psychology knowledge, right? You guys know that. Wait, the id, ego, something like that. There are other levels of self. And once you can get to a point, and this is so beautiful to me, if anyone's looking on my Facebook page, it's Shirley Shepherd. I do believe I'm public. It depends. if you've been looking at my Facebook background, I've been really, since the beginning of the year, just for some unconscious reason, unconsciously, there you go, I've been posting cherry blossoms. Well, it's amazing when I was reading this book that if you can look into a flower and see the beauty in the flower, it's an amazing thing. And I've just been looking at things so closely and seeing beauty and not realizing that I was really, really working internally. And it feels so much better. When you work internally, it's not to make the world better, it's to make you yourself better. It's to, like someone told me, you just live your life, live your life, live a good life. Because you, if we get caught up, like I watch MSNBC, I watch Fox News, I'm crazy with the news and stuff, but now I can watch it without my ego getting in the way, you know. I watch it for what it's worth, and I feel better. I swear to God, my blood pressure, not that I ever had real high blood pressure, but I don't even feel the intensity anymore when I watch the news. I just see it for what it is. And I see everything for what it is, but I do stop now and look a lot at those flowers. If you can sit, I think there was, is it, I don't know if it was a particular monk, I can't quite remember, was it Gandhi? No, not Gandhi, I don't know who it was. But see, there you go. A little bit of knowledge will take me a lot, take me too far. But anyway, one of the greatest experiences that one of our great people have had was just looking at the beauty of a flower. Take that moment, just look at it. Just if you can find beauty in nature at a close, you know, just looking up close and being open to it and not thinking outside of anything more than that flower, the gates of looking or finding or something, it just starts to open. Just like if you were to watch a flower, can you imagine we watch a flower just like blossom? So nowadays, you know, they've done it where I guess it's they use the camera shot and it's so beautiful, we're still in awe. Could you imagine if we just held something and watched it actually blossom and grow? You know, that would be crazy. But we can look at life in a different way and just kind of watch it kind of blossom, where our souls or our egos understands the purpose of that flower. And it's everyone's, it's everyone's own individual journey. It's amazing. It's really, really, really fun when you have some tools to work with and you don't have people just throwing out things like, oh, do this three times or that three times or take some medicine. No, it's really just about chilling. I mean, I don't smoke weed, but man, working with the triggers, I mean, with the tools that this book gives you and other books that I'll be sharing, is really just to chill out. We have to. Not chill out to where you fall out, right? Chill out to where you just go, okay, I am where I am. It is what it is. But you don't stop there. You make change. But you make change the way it's going to be of use. You cannot make change through the course of friction. At times, change has to just go with the flow. In fact, greater change happens when it goes with the flow. I just thought about that. That was pretty damn good, huh? Anyway, I just want to say I'm looking forward to my new show. It'll be every Sunday at 11 o'clock. The reason I picked 11 o'clock, I wanted it at 11, 11, 11, whatever, all those numbers, is because, as you guys all know, I believe in angels, and I have my favorite numbers, 111 and 444. Would be pretty difficult. Got 90 seconds. It would be pretty difficult for me to put clock my show 111. So 11 o'clock is the best I did. Anyway, I'm looking forward to every week sharing with you something that I've utilized from this book and other books. And look it, go look for your give a fuck. And start with something just blossoming beautifully in your hands. If you find yourself reacting to something, don't trip off it. Just take a step back and look into it if you can. I don't know. 60 seconds. I have my person telling me I got 60 seconds. And within that 60 seconds, I just want to say I welcome the show. I'm so excited about this show. I think I am really looking and finding my give a fuck when it comes to my voice and my fun stuff. And because my brother, my family, and people that know me know I love to talk, this is the perfect form for me. Okay, you guys, have an amazing week. Look for your give a fuck and acknowledge your epiphanies. Until next week, this is Shirley signing off. Take care.